This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. By the way, class, if you're wondering what the crash of 1929, October 1929 was like, it's just like what's happening to Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin right now. They've absolutely, positively crashed. And what am I talking about? Well, since yesterday, Litecoin is down 22%. Ethereum, down 20%. Bitcoin, down 19%. But it was down even more than that yesterday. Absolute flash crash. And I was talking with Miles over the week. I was talking with Miles yesterday. And we were talking about these crashes. And if you don't have the stomach for it, please, please do not dabble in this experience of high risk adventures. And I'm talking about the alternative currencies. Absolute straight line down crash. And I got a note from Rich Sheban. He sent me an email. It's like letting me know how bad it is. And it is absolutely terrible. For example, Bitcoin, several days ago, about a week ago or so, was around just under 20,000. Now it's 12,000 and change. Yeah. Litecoin was a high of 375. It's down to 233. Bitcoin Cash was over $4,000. Now it's $2,200. We're talking just in a matter of days. Just a few days. No kidding. So if you want to know what the great crash of 1929 is like, you are living it if you are heavily invested in alternative currencies. If you decide to do this, be very, very careful. Do your own research. Don't believe anyone. No exaggeration. This hour, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Kyle Harris, and we're going to be talking about electrical wiring, alternating current type wiring, home wiring, things that you need to know about. Kyle's got well over three decades experience as a professional in the electrical world. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. You know, I'm always leery of that word professional. You know what I mean? Because I never feel like I get to the point. I figure a professional is pretty well somebody that knows pretty much all of it. And I can't say that I'm there yet, but because I constantly am learning to this. And I have run into lots of professionals that I literally wouldn't give the time of day hardly as far as how much they knew and could do.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's say it this way. As a profession, you earned a living in this field. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds good. You know, I was listening to you with Marty just a little few minutes ago, and I was on a school board for 13 years, and it was a little bitty school. And anyway, we dealt with a lot of kids that were struggling and some that weren't, and it was pretty much almost a one-room schoolhouse setup. And the teachers had to be very versatile. They had to at one point we had one teacher covering five grades, but there'd only be like 12 kids. Mm-hmm. And so, but they were extremely, we were very good at watching over what was going on and helping the kids wherever they were. And we had two kids that transferred out of our area there. And when they transferred into a large public school, they had to jump them ahead two grades.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Makes sense.
You know, it's just a matter of, it's a matter of teaching anymore rather than cranking out, using a professional quote unquote system. And that's again that word, but that really isn't accomplishing what really needs to be done. And it amazes me. It really does amaze me how much money is out there floating around for schools. We thought we had some major problem come up in our little school building there, and there was no money for it that we knew of or anything. And so we went into the county and talked to them and everything, and the lady said, well, we could just access this fund over here. Well, crying out loud, I'd never heard of that fund over here, but come to find out there was like $250,000 in this thing.
Yep, yep.
It's just amazing to me that there's little funds that people don't know about, you know, that the high cost of education has got a lot of tentacles.
Right. Our daughter has been homeschooled, and she was finished with high school at, between age 13 and 14. At 14, she started going to college. By 19, she finished with her master's in business administration. So you're absolutely right. It does work. Homeschooling takes out a lot of the wasted time that you see in the public training camp. It really does. You don't have to ride the bus an hour each way. You can have lunch sooner. Everything is learning. Going to the supermarket with young children is a learning adventure. You learn about volume. You learn about ounces. You learn about cost per ounce. You learn about alternatives. And a lot of young people miss out on those experiences when they are at the public training camp. You know, Kyle, I spent some time with one of our dear friends who has an older farmhouse. It was built in the 60s. And by the way, I told him something that, you know, when you buy a house and it's an older house and you want to know about when it was built, what you can do is you can take the tank, the lid off the toilet tank. Because typically, if the appliances were installed originally in the house, stamped in the toilet tank is the date of manufacture. So if it was built in 1965, it'll say 1965 in the porcelain inside, and you can read it when you take the lid off the toilet tank. That's assuming that the toilet had not been replaced. So if it's an original toilet, it's about within a year or so of when the house was built. And so we were working on a house that was built in the 60s, and there was a contractor that came in, a general contractor, and he did, you know, the walls and sheetrock and those kinds of things. And we found some mistakes. Things that we've been fixing, and it's been taking weeks and weeks and weeks to find all these little wiring errors. And we're having a bite to eat, and I looked up at the ceiling fan, and I said, you know, we found a number of mistakes. Before we're done, we need to take that ceiling fan off, because I don't know if the ceiling fan, the electrical box that ceiling fan is mounted on, is one that can support the weight of a ceiling fan. Have you had an experience with the standard box that you would buy at Lowe's or Home Depot, you know, the standard $2 box, the round 4-inch box, used for a ceiling fan that flat out is not designed to support the weight, the vibration, or the movement of a ceiling fan? Have you experienced that?
Oh, yeah, many times. In fact, my daughter just purchased a house, her and her husband, and she had some new fixtures put in, and they had a ceiling fan up there. And it literally, I could see a gap on one side, and there was no gap on the other side. And it was just a plastic box. So I had to up in there, and yeah, that's all it was, held in with two nails on one side, you know.
Right,
so I tore
it
all down, went up in there, and got my hands up so I could put a 2x4 across the two roof joists in between that would support that box. Then I put a couple screws up in that box. and supported it that way, you know, just kind of making it do for her, but still it would be permanent and it'd last, you know. But, you know, I agree with you. I've rented to some of these old houses like this many times, actually, where people just think, you know, they don't know any better. They want to be, the guy wants to be, you know, handy. And so, which is good. You know, they want to try something, but they go, when you don't know what you're doing with electricity and with when you're dealing with weight in particular, you got to be really careful. When you're taking that stuff down, boy, make sure you know what the circuit it is and make sure the breaker's off, because I have seen them. I saw one time. I wasn't working on it, but there was another electrician working with me, and he started taking the fan down, and all of a sudden the fan dropped plumb loose, and the only thing holding it was the wires and the wire nuts on the electrical, and then the hot slipped out of the wire nut and sprung back up into the box. And well, it just so happened that there was ground wires in there, and that thing sprung right up into the ground wire and arced and scared the fire out of him. It tripped the breaker. Then we found out, he found out which one it was. It was kind of funny, sure. But I mean, nobody got hurt. It could have been serious, but at the time it was just funny to see somebody leap off of the ladder like, you know, he was on fire.
Yeah. Well, here's the point for our broadcast classroom, that a lot of the ceiling fixtures, if you have a home that was built in the last maybe 25 years or so, most of the boxes that are used are these blue plastic boxes. And even the ceiling fixtures, which are typically very lightweight, can be supported with these round 4-inch boxes that literally, as Kyle said, have two nails in them. And the nails are hammered from the side, and they're really designed for a couple pounds. They're not designed to support a 20-pound ceiling fan that has starting torque and that may vibrate. Literally, these plastic boxes are not designed for ceiling fans. Even the metal boxes that have the two little ears on them that you attach the screws to, they're not designed for ceiling fans either. The ceiling fans require a box, an electrical box made out of metal, that can support the weight of a ceiling fan. And they cost five times as much. So instead of a $2 box, it's a $10 box. But you know what? If that thing is over your bed, you really want it to stay up. So what we're going to do in my friend's house is we're going to remove the escutcheon for all of his ceiling fans, and we're going to check to make sure that those electrical boxes are sturdy enough to support the ceiling fans. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can Martian Dry Mind Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Harris is with us, and we're talking about electricity in the home. Kyle, I had a job back in the mid-1970s, and the big boss had a relatively new home. And he came in one day, now this was in the 70s, and he said there was a fire in his house, and it started behind his couch. And he mentioned that his home was wired with aluminum wire rather than copper. So as you know, Kyle, homes built between 1965 and 1972, many of them used aluminum as the branch circuit wiring, the 15 and 20 amp circuits. And what are the problems that you know about, Kyle, with aluminum wiring, and what concerns do we need to share with our classroom for those who may have aluminum wiring in their homes?
The most dangerous thing I have ever seen in my life has been aluminum wiring, to be honest with you, Vince. I was in a house one time where the lady had three outlets, you know, just three little outlets and around this room, and none of them were working. And so I thought, well, you know, this is an easy job. I'll go in there and start doing this. And so I pulled the first outlet out and found out which one was closest to the panel that would be the, you know, in first in line, because that's usually where your problem is. But anyway, so I took this thing out of there, and I started to pull the receptacle. Of course, the circuit was off. I started to pull the receptacle out, and the aluminum hot that was in there. There was aluminum on the hot neutral too, but the aluminum hot was so corroded and so oxidized with white kind of a powdery looking substance that people, I mean, I know what it is. It's a corrosion and an interaction between the aluminum and the copper in the receptacle. But it looks, for somebody that doesn't know, it looks sort of like a white corrosion powder like you would see on your battery, your car battery when it, if it's corroded up. But anyway, it snapped plumb off, broke. It was so corroded that it just broke. And what was hard about it was every time I would strip off a new wire, this thing was so old and so brittle, I would strip off another little chunk of wire and it would break again. It was just so brittle. It was amazing. I finally got to the point to where I stripped it back and finally was very, very gentle with this. And very careful, and I hooked some chemical called Noox, keeps the oxidation off, and I made a pigtail called just a little section of copper wire, and I hooked those two together, and then I hooked the little pigtail, the copper pigtail, to the regular receptacle, put a new receptacle in there and hooked it all back up that way. But it was, you have to use that Noox or some similar product to put it on that, on aluminum wire anytime you're touching it to anything copper. Otherwise, the transfer, there's a metal transfer there in the electricity that will cause it to oxidize really bad, and it creates heat, and then you can get a fire that way.
Mm-hmm. Class, so we're talking about a Noox, N-O. OX, short for no oxidation, I'm sure. And it comes in a little tube, like maybe a travel-sized tube of toothpaste. And it's the consistency, Noox is the consistency of a kind of like toothpaste. And you just smear it on the connection, and it prevents further oxidation of that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And but the bottom line is, don't use aluminum wire at all. As a matter of fact,
right,
it doesn't meet code for branch circuits now, and it hasn't since 1972, if I'm not mistaken. So aluminum wiring is dangerous for branch circuits. However, aluminum wire is the predominant material, or aluminum cable, I should say, is the predominant material for the high-capacity conductors, like from your power pole down the side of your house, aluminum, to the meter, from your meter to your breaker box, if it's a relatively new one, that's aluminum. And that's perfectly acceptable, isn't it, Kyle?
Yes, it is. I still use Noox on all those connections, though, every single one.
Mm-hmm. There you go. When we come back, Kyle, let's talk about some tools, inexpensive tools that you can buy. You can buy them on eBay for testing the hot lead. If you want to know if, well, you've shut the breaker off, but is it really off? You know, and before you take that receptacle or switch out, and you want to know, is it still electrified or hot or not?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle Harris is with us. Kyle, I have a blue bag that has handles on it, and that's where I keep my electrical supplies. So when I, you know, go upstairs, downstairs, go visit a friend's house, or, you know, help someone out with wiring, I bring this bag with me, and it has a Phillips screwdriver, a number 2 Phillips. It's got a small slotted screwdriver and a larger slotted screwdriver, and I have some outlets in it, and I have some test equipment and some homemade test equipment. For example, a long, long wire like 30 feet long, with alligator insulated alligator clips, small ones on each end, that I use to test continuity and things like that. What do you recommend that, someone who's, building their blue bag, if you will, of tools, where should they start? What kind of test equipment should they, in terms of value, what would be one of the first things that they should consider buying, then maybe the second and the third?
Well, just like you were talking, something, if you're, depends somewhat on your level of ability. You know, some old boys that are really handy that have done this, a long time can get a fairly complicated meter, with a amp clamp on it. And, so you could read amps across legs if you wanted to. Some guys get that. But most of the time, you go down here, you get a little, meter at Walmart that's, $10 or, someplace or wherever you get them, little $10 meter, something that's got ohms, something that shows amps, AC and DC, voltage. I want at least that. But if you're just checking for voltage and all you need to do is go along, there's the little plugins, that'll show you if you've got that you can just plug into the socket and you can see if it's got, your ground is good, your hot's good. They'll read that kind of stuff and little lights will come on for you. Just stuff like that. I have a whole toolbox that's set up for electrical that, whenever I'm going to help somebody, it has all of the different types of tools that I know that's a possibility that I might have to use. So I carry a regular toolbox and then I just back up in my shop, put the toolbox in my car or truck and if I'm going to somebody's house, that way I know pretty much always I've got it. It's got wire nuts in it and everything, but it weighs 30 pounds. So.
Right. Sounds like mine. And Kyle, one of the thing that you were talking about, this little plug-in device, class, it is a three, conductor or three prong plug and it has three lights on it. And generally they are of a neon light and they may be all three the same color or they may be different colors. But this device is about $5. Maybe you can get it for, $4. And it has three neon lights, typically. And when you plug this into a standard receptacle, if it lights up with two of the lights, it is telling you, and it says right on this little tester, that that receptacle is wired properly, meaning it has a good neutral, it has a good ground, and it has a good hot, and they are all wired in the right place, and it's working properly. And if you have one light or a different combination of lights other than these two lights side by side, it will tell you exactly what the problem is. And it's a great little tester. And if you feel that you have to buy someone a present for Christmas, that would be a great gift for a do-it-yourselfer who's interested in wiring. And it would be a great little tool to have for yourself to go and check all of your receptacles to make sure that they've been wired properly to begin with. Okay? It'll tell you if there's a problem. And it's so inexpensive. Kyle, do you have one of those non-contact voltage testers that you... It's like a pen. It's like a thick pen. It's about the size of a Sharpie pen. It has a plastic tip on it, and you touch the insulation of a wire with this, or you get close to it, and it goes beep, 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 beep to let you know that that wire is electrified. It is carrying AC current. Do you carry one of those with you?
I do, as a matter of fact. That's kind of funny you would bring. I haven't thought about that because I haven't done, where I'm testing that kind of stuff. I haven't done that in a few years. But so I'm very reluctant, Vince, depending on people's skill level, I'm so reluctant to tell them to go out and attempt electricity by themselves. So, if you're going to do this, I highly suggest if you get into an old house like Vince's friend there, either call somebody that is very competent, especially if you're trying to diagnose problems, or get an electrician. I've just seen so many times where people have, you know, they just don't know enough about what they're doing, and that is one very dangerous place to be when you're dealing with something that'll kill you. So I'm saying this, if you do it at your own risk kind of thing. I'm not giving advice on how to do this stuff in the sense of, I want somebody that doesn't know anything to go out there and attempt this. The gentleman that you're helping had enough common sense to know, to call you, and you're very competent with almost everything that I've been able to talk to you about. From auto mechanics to electronics. So you're very good. So I'm just trying to say for people, if you're getting into an old house, call somebody competent, because there's so many things that can happen. I have found neutrals that were hooked up to hots. I have found, people took three ways and didn't three way switches where you can turn off one switch on one side of the room and turn it back on the other side of the room. Had them wired directly so that when they flipped the switch, it tripped the breaker. You know, if it's not correctly wired up, it'll make a mess, and you can really cause fires, get somebody hurt bad. I'm very reluctant to even tell somebody on about YouTube or any of those things, because people's ability to perceive sometimes what it is that you're looking at, unless you have some kind of a base of understanding, or some kind of, you're a good reader, good studier, and you've read these books and you understand what it is they're talking about, just please be careful, because and take the precautions necessary to your ability. And don't be afraid to ask somebody for help, because you can seriously get yourself hurt bad. And more people are killed with 120 volts than any other voltage. So,
Yeah, and class, here's an interesting thing. I wanted to help my friend with wiring, and my plan was not to do it for him. Okay, my plan was to do it with him and have this be a class. It was just two of us in the class, my friend and me. And he happens to be a USA Prepares instructor. And he helps me and I help him. And it's just a wonderful relationship. And I hope that many of you can have the same kind of relationship with people whom you know. But I wanted to have this be an educational experience. And I got one of the greatest joys last week, on Friday, when we were done with the portion of wiring that he and I did together. Now, this has been an adventure that's been at least 12 classes, 12 almost all-day-long classes to determine what his house wiring is and to fix it. He had a professional electrician come out there to look at it, and the electrician threw up his hands and said, you know, I can't do this, and he left before he even started. So it was extremely complex. And the only thing that I'm trying to say is that some things that are complex, you have to work on one step at a time. And that's what we did. And I bought him a book. And the book I bought him was used. And I said, you know, this is a used book. Pages are falling out of it. But it is the best general purpose wiring book I've ever seen. And it's made by Black & Decker. And I said, now there are fewer pages falling out of the one I'm giving you than mine, but you know this, and it's because it's an older book, and it's probably 10 years old. But it literally, the Black & Decker home wiring book is the best I've ever seen. Lots of pictures and diagrams, and the explanations are really good. But what happened last week was, after the session, I said, so here's my question for you. Do you feel comfortable at this point in adding a circuit, I'm sorry, adding another outlet to an existing circuit that you already have? And I said it this way. So you think it's worth the time, the effort, and the expense to put an outlet in another location where there is no outlet, because this is an older house? Do you feel comfortable doing that by yourself? And he said, absolutely. And I got the biggest grin on my face because that was the moment that I knew that my student has succeeded to feel comfortable. And I know that he knows how to do it. Now, he's not a trained electrician, and neither am I, but we talked about the who, what, when, where, why, and how of everything that we did. And when it came to stripping the wires, he did it. When it came to pulling the wires, he did it. When it came time to read the ohm meter, he did it. When it came time to draw the diagram, we went over the diagram of exactly how everything went together. And it was a beautiful thing, Kyle. It really was. And I just want to share that moment publicly.
And can you imagine how dangerous doing all of that by himself would have been without your help?
Without some training, I think it certainly could have been. Because when I mentioned to him, you know, we were in the kitchen area, and I said, you know, let's look at this fan. And we were looking at the fan, and I explained it about the ceiling box that holds the fan in. And he said, you know what? That happened to a member of my family. She was at a motel, and the ceiling fan fell down while she was in bed. Missed her. Just missed her. Where are ceiling fans? Right over the bed, right? Isn't that where they are?
Yep.
In a lot of cases.
Yep.
And so that was one of those moments like, you're absolutely right. That's the next thing we're going to do. We're going to take that ceiling fan apart and look at it. Kyle and I will be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Watch it.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. You've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle Harris is with us, and we're talking about wiring. And Kyle, if you were wiring a room, let's say you were going to finish a rec room or a basement room or something like that, would you wire the ceiling lights on a separate circuit from the wall outlets, or would you combine them, and why?
Well, I'll tell you, when I was wiring houses for a business, I didn't have to put this good of a circuit in there, but I did it anyway because my added expense gave me peace of mind. I would like to a bedroom or something along those lines. I would run one 20-amp circuit for the entire bedroom if it was only mm-hmm. requiring like one or two lights, you know, because mm-hmm. they tell you to gauge the amperage in a bedroom like at an amp and a half for a light. But with these new LEDs, you're dealing with, you know, sometimes a 20th of an amp, you know, very small amount. And even if you're not, most of the time you're dealing with two 60-watt light bulbs in most fixtures. Mm-hmm. So you're dealing with one amp maximum, and if you put a 20 amp circuit to a bedroom, that allows them to put a heater in there if they want to. It gives them, and you're only dealing with one or two lights at the most, usually, or plug-in lamp, you know. So you can handle it. Can a 20 amp circuit per bedroom is the way I wire things to go, as a rule. When you're getting into a rec room, something like that, I know a few guys, and I know you do. You pull a separate lighting circuit. I don't yes. do that because if you're going to run a separate lighting circuit, chances are you're going to want that for like three or four rooms. You know what I mean? You're going to want the lights mm-hmm. from yep. three or four rooms on one circuit. I don't do that because if something were to happen, you lose all the lights. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So So sure. I wire, personally, I just wire, you'll have four or five receptacles, say, to a room, to a bedroom or something along those lines, four or five, and then a light. And that's, you've got it really well covered with a 20 amp, 12, number 12 wire pulled to a 20 amp circuit and a 20 amp breaker into each bedroom. That's the way I do it.
Okay. Okay. Kyle, let me ask you this. Years ago, you used to see fuse panels. And fuses, whenever you saw a fuse panel, you'd see a stack of fuses on top of the fuse box, if you will, in the basements typically. And the reason they were there is because someone would blow a fuse, they'd go down to the basement with a flashlight, and they'd replace the fuse. Now, a lot of those circuits were 15-amp fuses, or 15-amp circuits with 15-amp fuses. But people would say, you know what, I'm sick of this. I'm tired of these fuses blowing. And they put a 20-amp fuse in there.
Yeah.
Now, can you relate the dangers of that to our class, please? What are the dangers of putting a 20-amp fuse in a 15-amp circuit or replacing that darn breaker, that 15-amp breaker that keeps tripping, with a 20-amp breaker? Just switching them seems to solve the problem, but would you talk about the dangers and why we should never do that?
A couple of things that you're, a person needs to think about. If you're blowing a 15-amp circuit, that's where a little knowledge of Ohm's Law really comes in handy. If you're blowing a 15-amp circuit, there is something wrong in the circuit. You better either find out what it is or go back in there, call an electrician, call somebody that knows what they're doing, and figure out what the problem is. Because what you're asking for when you increase the size of the breaker or a fuse, if you do that, you're overloading the wiring. You're not, you're overloading that circuit with the potential, because you figure there's 200 amps coming off of your main or 100 amps. And when you increase that other, your chances of a fire go up exponentially.
Mm-hmm. So, class, the point is, fuses, you blow them and then you replace them. You throw out the blown one. Circuit breakers, you just flip them back and reset them and you're good to go. But if they keep blowing or tripping, there's a reason for that. Please, please don't replace the circuit breaker with one of greater capacity because the first one keeps tripping. Please don't do that. Find out what's going on first.
Yep.
Kyle Harris, thank you so much for being with us in class today. And Merry Christmas to your family. In class, Merry Christmas. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.